Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Ginny. I'm glad you called, but we'll have to try another time, Angel. Tonight I'm involved with a case in which a gun has one bullet too many in it, and the man has the same trouble.
This is Jack Costello, friends, inviting you to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels, then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the superfluous murder. It's Sunday night in New York when Pudgy Wesley Endicott opens the door to his apartment and reaches for the light switch, but stops when he hears a noise in the darkened living room. For a second, Endicott pauses, then clicks the switch to see Dennis Fulton jumping back from the sofa on which Endicott's startled wife, Gail, is sitting.
Wesley, I didn't expect you so early.
Yes, that's pretty obvious.
I know how it looks, Endicott, but don't get the wrong idea.
No, Dennis. What idea do you expect me to get?
We were just talking.
In the dark?
What can I say?
You don't have to say anything. I should have known the way Gail's been acting lately. Gail, how could you do this to me?
You really want to know?
Yes.
Then look in the mirror. Take a good look.
You're not going to get away with this, either of
no.
you.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to kill that cheap double-crossing...
No, Wesley, don't!
Get out of my way! And now, Dennis, here's yours!
If you're going to fight for the honor of your home, Endicott, you'd better start taking boxing lessons.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I want to see Endicott.
Who shall I say is calling?
You don't need to say anybody's calling. I'll announce myself.
But you can't.
I said what? I can. Out of the way, Junior.
Just a moment now. Mr. Endicott won't like that.
Hello, Endicott.
Oh, Mr. Mayo.
I tried to stop him, Mr. Endicott, and he wouldn't tell me what he wanted.
Well, it's all right, Shepard. It's all right. I know him.
Oh, well, you said you didn't want to be disturbed, and I didn't know. He wouldn't give his name.
All right, Shepard. Get back to your desk.
Yes, sir.
And shut the door.
Yes, sir.
And now, Mr. Mayo, what's the idea of upsetting Shepard like that? You could have let him announce you.
You mean I could have let him tell me you weren't in? I didn't feel like a runaround.
I don't understand.
You don't understand. I see somebody close one of your eyes for you. Would you like me to make it unanimous?
As a matter of fact, I don't much care. I learned last night that my wife... There's another man... Nothing much matters anymore.
Well, your personal life is one thing. This is business, and it matters. Especially this check of yours.
What? What about it?
You tell me, Endicott.
Well, is something wrong with it?
Wrong with it? Of course not. It's perfect. Absolutely finest quality, genuine A number one rubber.
Oh, no, that's impossible.
Well, you argue with the First National Bank.
Well, there must be some mistake.
The mistake is you thinking I'm going to sit still for this. It's a stall, Endicott. You didn't have cash to cover, and you knew it. You figure to put me off till you can swing a deal.
No, no, Mr. Mayo, you're wrong. Believe me.
Believe you. That's rich. Oh, no, Endicott. You're scaring up the cash, and you're scaring it up fast. You've got until tomorrow noon.
But if you'd only...
Tomorrow noon. If you don't come across with payment by then, I turn this check over to the DA for collection.
Well, I'll do what I can, but it's all a mistake.
Well, you better correct it before it turns out to be a fatal one. I'll be seeing you, Wendy.
I know. Tomorrow noon.
Hello?
Hello. Michael Waring?
Yeah?
Aren't you the detective known as the Falcon?
Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Well, this is Wesley Endicott. I'm sorry to call you at home, Mr. Waring, but I couldn't find your office listed.
Well, maybe that's because I don't have one.
Oh, you work out of your home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that rather inconvenient?
Is it causing you any trouble?
Well, no.
Well, then?
Well, I didn't call to talk about you, Mr. Waring.
All right, change the subject.
Can you come over here right away?
Where is here?
My apartment, Sheldon Hall.
What's it about?
I'll tell you when I see you.
Well, there'll be a charge for the visit.
It doesn't matter. How soon can you get here?
Yes?
Mrs. Endicott?
Yes.
I'm Michael Waring.
Is that supposed to mean something to me?
If you listen to the radio.
I must hear the wrong program. What do you want?
Well, didn't your husband tell you?
He and I aren't speaking.
Oh, well, he and I are. That's what he asked me over for. Where is he?
He's in the study. Last door on the right end of the hall.
Thank you, Angel.
You might tell him for me to quit sulking. I'm leaving as soon as I finish packing.
I'll give him your message.
Just walk in. He won't answer. He thinks it's me.
Thanks. Hello, Endicott. Hey. Mrs. Endicott.
What is it?
You don't need to leave him. Looks like he's left you. Permanently.
What are you talking about?
Well, he's not sulking. He's dead.
Dead?
Mm-hmm. And if this is his handwriting, it looks like he did it himself. Sergeant Corbett. Well, this is indeed a coincidence. Sit down and join me in a knockwood.
Coincidence. I've been looking for you, Waring, as if you didn't know.
As if I didn't.
You reported the Endicott body.
So I did.
Why didn't you hang around until I got there?
Well, Corbett, I didn't know you cared.
I've got questions.
Well, it's all in the note. He says he was betrayed, so he killed himself.
But who betrayed him?
No, I wouldn't know.
The note says he hired you to get proof for him.
It also says he changed his mind after calling me. He had all the proof he needed for his own satisfaction. That's why he decided to kill himself.
I still want to know who betrayed him.
Now, don't tell me you're the inquisitive type, Corbett.
It's my job.
Homicide's your job. This is suicide.
Is it?
Unless that note wasn't in Endicott's handwriting.
I showed it to three experts.
What did they say?
All agreed. It's definitely Endicott's pen pushing.
Well, then what more do you want? He's found with a gun in his hand.
That's right, Waring.
And a suicide note in his own handwriting.
That's right, Waring.
So, Corbett, how come you're still asking questions?
Because I don't happen to have the answer to this one. Who killed him?
Well, Corbett, you just...
I said he wrote the note. I said he had a gun in his hand. But, Waring, the gun in his hand was never fired.
It's a few minutes since Mike Waring learned that Endicott's suicide was not a suicide. Or was it? That's what the Falcon and Sergeant Corbett are wondering as they drive in a police car back to Endicott's.
So his wife was planning to leave him, Waring.
So she said.
Why didn't you tell me about it before I mentioned the gun?
Well, I didn't think it mattered before, Corbett.
Sometimes you don't think too much for your own good.
So I'll begin thinking. Tell me... Does Mrs. E know her husband didn't kill himself?
Not unless she did it. I left her thinking it was suicide.
Good boy. That puts us a step up on her.
Yeah, and we may need it. The note says he was betrayed. Her leaving him could be the betrayal. Except if he didn't kill himself, does the note mean what it says?
What else would it mean?
I don't know, but it says he was going to kill himself. And if he didn't...
Then he should be ashamed of himself. After all, it's a sin to tell a lie.
Oh, Sergeant Corbett and Mr. Waring. What is it now?
There are a few more questions I want to ask you.
I thought that was all finished.
I've just been talking to Waring. He opened a new can of peas. Do we come in?
Oh, all right, I guess so.
Thanks.
Now, what is it?
It's just that Waring tells me you are going to leave your husband.
Oh, no, that's not so.
Oh, wait a minute. You told
me... Well, I was just talking. We had a little spat. It didn't mean anything.
You said you were packing.
I often threatened to leave. I didn't mean it. Wesley knew it. This had happened often before. Had nothing to do with his death.
You don't think constant fights with you...
But we always made up. Believe me, it didn't mean anything.
What was the little spat about?
Money. I wanted a new coat. Wesley said he couldn't afford it. He said business had been bad. I didn't see how it could have been that bad, or he'd have said something about it before.
Oh, he said his business was bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Endicott, when I was here before, I asked you if you knew any reason why your husband would want to kill himself. You said you couldn't think of any.
I couldn't.
Don't you call bad business a possible reason?
But I just told you I didn't believe he was telling the truth.
Well, Corbett, there's one way to find out if he was. Let's look into Endicott's business, shall we? Maybe we'll find it's dead, too. Here it is, Corbett, 705.
Yeah.
Nobody in here. Mrs. Endicott said Endicott's assistant would be here.
Maybe he's in the back office.
Yeah, maybe. Hello? Hello?
What's that?
Sounds like somebody moaning. Come on. Oh, there he is on the floor. Hey, what happened to you?
It was Mr. Mayo.
Mayo?
Yeah. He came back and he started going through the files and I tried to stop him, but... he knocked me out. Looted the office.
I'll say he did. Look at the inner office, Waring. Looks like a whirlwind in the paperwork.
Yeah.
Are you Mr. Waring?
Yes. You know what Endicott wanted to see me about?
Well, didn't he tell you?
Yeah, he didn't get around to it.
Well, I suppose it has something to do with Mr. Mayo.
Who's Mayo?
Reginald Mayo. He's in building supplies. He was here earlier today, had a fight with Mr. Endicott, and then Mr. Endicott went home, and then a little later, Mr. Mayo came back.
Mm-hmm. What was the trouble between Endicott and Mayo?
Well, I don't know. Why not ask Mr. Endicott?
Well, I'm afraid that wouldn't do much good. So we'll have to try Mayo instead.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. Mr. Mayo isn't in. He left word he can be reached tomorrow morning at the Hillard Hotel in Boston.
Boston? What's he doing in Boston?
I'm sure I don't know.
When did he leave?
About 20 minutes ago. I understand he's taking the 6 o'clock from LaGuardia Airport. You may still
have time. Yeah, if we hurry. Thanks. Waring, come on. Well, this does it, Waring. Mayo's trying to get away clinches it.
It does?
Sure.
How about the Boston address? Why would he leave that if this is a runout?
Well...
And the plane he's taking, would he point arrows for us?
Well, maybe it's a bluff. Maybe that's not his plane.
Well, then what are we hurrying for?
Because we can't take chances. And stop smirking.
Who's smirking?
All right, Waring, you don't like the way I do things. You got any bright ideas?
No, Corbett, I haven't.
He admits it yet.
Not a single idea. Not even any wrong ones.
Ah!
Sergeant, I've got important business.
They're
in
holding
Boston
the plane, Mayo. Talk fast and make sense. Maybe I'll let you go.
Maybe. What's this
important business anyway?
Conference. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock.
What's with you and Endicott?
Why?
I'll ask the questions.
Well, at least you
can...
You
want to miss the plane?
All right. All right. I did business with Endicott. Got him some materials that are hard to get hold of. Had plenty of bids for it, but took his. Then his check bounces. You wonder why I'm sore?
Oh, the check bounced.
That's right.
So you push him around.
I didn't push him around. I just warned him he better make good on that check by tomorrow noon or there'd be trouble.
Except tomorrow noon you plan to be in Boston.
I didn't know that this morning. This Boston business came up sudden.
Yeah, didn't it, though? The murder wouldn't have anything to do with it, I suppose.
Murder? What murder?
Endicott's.
What?
He actually looks surprised, Waring.
Maybe he is.
Well, I don't know anything about the murder.
Why did you go back?
I'm not answering anything more without a lawyer.
You went back to Endicott's. Why?
I didn't.
His assistant
I'm
says...
not answering anything without a lawyer.
What were you looking for?
I'm not
You're
answering...
not going to do so good in that Boston conference from a cell in New York.
You can't hold me. Just because I had an argument with Endicott...
I can hold you for beating up Endicott's assistant.
Well, you're crazy. I didn't...
He says you did.
Look, Sergeant, I've got to get to Boston. I don't know anything about the murder. If you want answers, ask Mrs. Endicott. She can tell you more than I can.
What gives you that idea?
She was seeing another man.
Yeah? Who says so?
Endicott.
All right, we'll check on that. But now, Mayo, you're
I have nothing more to say.
And you can sit in the cell until you think of something.
Look, I gave you a lead.
Oh, thanks. Now get moving.
Dennis, who can that be?
Well, don't ask me.
I shouldn't have had you come up here, but I was so upset.
Well, pull yourself together.
But if anyone sees you
Just don't lose your head. I can handle this.
Oh, dear. Oh, now, what are we going to do?
Answer the door. Leave the rest to me.
But you and I...
Stop making so much of it. Couldn't I have come to see Wesley?
I guess so.
All right, then. I didn't come up here because of you. I'm a friend of Wesley's. Just remember that. Now answer the door.
Yes, dear.
And don't call me dear.
Oh, it's you two again. How often are you coming back?
Until you tell us all you know.
I did.
That's not the way we heard it. Come in, Waring.
There, Corbett.
But,
she has company.
So I see.
Sergeant Corbett, Mr. Waring, this is Dennis Fulton. He's a friend of my husband's.
I see. Hello, Fulton.
How do you do, Sergeant? I dropped in to see Endicott. Gail, Mrs. Endicott, just told me the awful news. I can't imagine why he did it.
Hmm. Do you think it could have been because his wife was seeing another man?
What?
Sergeant, how dare
we
you?
We have it on good authority. And you admitted threatening to leave him.
I explained all that.
You say you dropped in to see Endicott, Fulton?
That's right, Mr. Waring.
And Mrs. Endicott had nothing to do with your visit?
What do you mean? Are you trying to suggest that she and I...
Now, that's ridiculous. I hardly know Dennis.
You call him Dennis.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Hmm. How about your lipstick on his face?
What?
Does that mean anything?
Well, I...
Looks like you jumped the gun by locking up Mayo, Corbett. His lead is paying off.
Yeah. Well, you too. You gonna come clean?
I don't know what this is all about. Even if there is something between us, Sergeant, I don't see that it's any of your business. I didn't know you keep prying like this when a man kills himself.
We don't, when we're sure he did kill himself.
What do you mean? Is there any doubt?
Yeah, plenty. We don't think your husband killed himself. We think he was murdered.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, Dennis. Which makes your concealing your friendship with Mrs. Endicott very interesting, to say the least.
Look, you don't understand.
I'm willing to.
It's just that... Well, the scandal... We didn't want people saying we'd driven him to suicide.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. But they may say you killed him.
But the note... He said he was going to shoot himself.
Yes, only somebody beat him to it.
Well, it wasn't us.
You were here in the apartment.
Well, I only got in a few minutes before you arrived. He must have been killed while I was out...
You mean you hadn't seen him from the time you arrived until I found him?
That's right.
Still, you told me he was in the study. How did you know it if you hadn't seen him? The door was closed.
No, I mean, I hadn't seen him to speak to. I opened the door and called him, but he didn't answer. I didn't know he was dead. I thought he was just sulking. Don't you believe me?
I think you'd better come with me to headquarters, both of you.
Oh, no, please. Dennis, call a lawyer. Do something.
Sergeant, this is a terrible shock to me. I didn't know, honestly. If Gail killed him, it was without my knowledge.
Dennis, what are you saying?
She told me it was suicide. That's the first I'd heard of it.
Snake! How dare you? Don't see eyes out.
Go! Get her!
All right, that's enough. Cut it out. I said cut it out.
Let me go. Let me get out of here.
You'll calm down. I'll stop you here.
All right. All right, but he's not crawling out of this. We killed Wesley together.
No, Gail.
Oh, yes, together. And it was Dennis's idea. He made me help. He called Wesley at the office and asked him to come home early. He waited in the study.
She's out of her mind.
You want a confession, Sergeant? I'll give you one.
No. Corbett, get him. He's going for the window.
Hey, you wait.
A few hours have passed since Dennis Fulton beat a hasty retreat from Gail Endicott's accusations. Gail has signed her confession and is being held. Mayo has been released. There's an alarm out for Fulton. There's nothing much more for Mike to do on the case, or so he thinks, so he's returned home. He's settling down with the pipe and slippers when he goes to the door, opens it, and finds himself looking at Dennis Fulton and a gun.
Get back inside, Waring.
I am inside.
Away from the door and no quick moves.
All right.
That's better. Just keep your hands where I can see them and we'll get along fine.
I don't know that I want to get along. You're not exactly my type.
I didn't come for chit-chat, Waring. I have a proposition.
Yeah?
I didn't kill Endicott. I didn't know anything about it. Gail's lying.
So you said.
I want you to prove it.
All right, give yourself up and I'll work on it.
I'm not giving myself up until it's proved. That's why the gun... I want to hire you to prove that Gail did it alone.
Why should I work for you?
Well, they say money talks. Here's a mouthful.
$500.
I'll double it if you clear me. Well, Waring?
Well, I don't like you, Dennis, but I can't say the same for your money, so let's hear your story.
You heard it all. There's nothing else. I didn't know anything about the murder until the sergeant told me.
You didn't call Endicott and ask him to go home early?
No, that's just another of Gale's lies.
All right, we'll start with that one. It can probably be checked.
How?
Endicott's assistant, Shepard, probably takes all calls and announces them to Endicott. Well, I'll check with Shepard and see if he got a call from you.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Well, I can't get him now. The office will be closed. But I'll look him up in the morning.
All right, Waring.
In the meantime, if you want to stay here...
Oh, no thanks, Waring. I don't trust you and you don't trust me, so I'd have to keep my finger on the trigger. Under the circumstances, I don't think it would be comfortable for either of us.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So I'll call you tomorrow. So long, Waring.
Oh, Mr. Waring.
Hello, Shepard.
What are you doing here?
Maybe saving your life.
What?
Well, let me in. I'll explain.
All right. Come in. I don't understand.
Shepard, since I saw you this afternoon, you've probably seen in the paper that Endicott was murdered today.
Yes. It's awful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you may be able to clear one of the suspects or clinch the case against him.
I?
Yes, I told him you probably have the information. Now, if he's innocent, he won't do anything. If he's guilty, he may come gunning for you.
Good heavens,
I... take it easy. He won't be coming yet. I told him I'd check with you in the morning, so he doesn't think he needs to hurry. And I came right over.
Yes, but if he does come...
Now, before you get in there, Stu, let's see if you really have anything to worry about. Now, tell me.
Yeah?
Didn't all calls to Endicott go through your desk?
Yes.
So you'd know about any call he received, huh?
That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, did he receive a call today, a short time before he went home, from a man?
No, he didn't receive a call from anybody.
Oh, you're sure?
Positive. After his fight with Mr. Mayo, he called you, and then he said he was leaving the office.
I see. Well, then Fulton is telling the truth.
Fulton?
Mm-hmm, Dennis Fulton. So you don't have anything to worry about from him after all?
I'm glad to hear that.
But you may have to worry about Sergeant Corbett.
What? Why?
Well, he'll probably want to lock you up when I tell him you killed Endicott.
What are you talking about?
About you, Shepard, because you're the murderer. Well, we've wrapped up another one, Corbett.
Have we?
Shepard admitted the shooting, didn't he?
So what? Endicott wrote a suicide note, but he didn't kill himself. Mrs. Endicott said she killed him, but she didn't kill him. Shepard said Mayo attacked him. Now he says Mayo didn't attack him. He was lying to throw suspicion on Mayo. What's one more confession worth?
Well, I think Shepard's will stand up. Mrs. Endicott only confessed because Fulton started crawling and left her holding the bag, so she wanted to get him, no matter what it cost her.
A woman scorned, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as for Endicott, he really intended to kill himself. But Shepard saved him the trouble.
If we can believe Shepard.
No, it all ties up. He had drawn out the company's money for his private use, so when Endicott's check bounced, Shepard knew Endicott would get him for embezzlement.
Mm-hmm. So Shepard follows him home and shoots him, not knowing he's just about to shoot himself.
That's it, Corbett. He overheard Endicott phoning me to get information, so as soon as Endicott hung up, Shepard stepped into the room and shot him as Endicott turned, and then beat it without noticing the gun in Endicott's hand.
If we can believe Shepard.
Still not convinced, Corbett?
On this case, no.
All right, how about the clue that tipped me to Shepard?
What clue, Waring?
Shepard overheard Endicott's phone call to me. Now, he said Endicott made it from the office. But when Endicott talked to me, he said, "Can you come over here?" and gave me his home address. That meant he was calling from home, not from the office.
Uh-huh.
Well, does that convince you, Corbett?
If we can believe you.
Oh, please, how cynical can you get? You know I cannot tell a lie.
Yeah, Waring, I know it. But who's going to believe me?